This is Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut, with this week's focus of seeds and servants and faith. Dear friends, this is another one of Luke's confusing, even troubling gospels, made even more troubling by linking two apparently unconnected parables into one confusing narrative. To begin, the disciples make what seems a perfectly reasonable request, "Give us more faith." And Jesus gives them a stinging reply. We can sympathize with their confusion. You see, for chapter after chapter of Luke, Jesus has been challenging them to embrace some pretty radical concepts. This Nazarene, this journeyman carpenter, tells them that he and the Father are one, that they must change their hearts or perish, that love of God and neighbor supersedes sacred ritual, that they cannot serve God and wealth, that they must forgive and forgive again, and on, one tough nut after another. No wonder they ask, "Give us more faith." On its face, Christ's response is something between a challenge and a put-down. He tells them, if your faith were the size of a mustard seed, you would already have all the power you need to perform tremendous feats. You see, the operative word here is if. You see, by definition, if makes every subsequent statement conditional. It questions whether they have even the smallest measure of faith. However, an alternative translation of the original first century Greek puts Christ's remarks into a very different light. In addition to if, the Greek word a was commonly used to translate as since. And what a difference a single word can make. You see, instead of scolding the disciples for a lack of faith, this construction recognizes that the disciples' faith, while minuscule, could still be very powerful, if only they would use it. And amidst parables, Jesus tells us earlier in Luke 13 that faith, like a tiny mustard seed, has the potential to flower full-blown into the kingdom of God. Jesus has called the disciples, and they have followed. They'll go on to survive betrayal and despair. By the power of the Holy Spirit, they'll carry their fragile faith to the corners of the known world. And on the way, as they exercise their faith, it will become more and more robust, so much so that all but Judas and John will follow Jesus to a martyr's death. My friends, in this gospel, Jesus is telling the disciples to trust him, not to doubt, not to ask for more proof. They have all the faith they need. Don't ask for more. Use the faith you have. In other words, use it or lose it. That's Christ's message to us today. We're here for one reason, to be an active witness to Christ's love in the world, loving God, serving neighbor. We were never meant to be couch potato Christians, sitting on a cushion of faith asking Jesus for a fresh order before we can stir ourselves to follow him. In baptism, we get a lifetime supply. You see, God is the source of all grace, but it's up to us to keep the tank topped up. You see, faith evaporates when it's idle. It multiplies when it's active. In this gospel, Jesus tells us that we're here and we're meant to grow it, to show it, to share it. We must use it or lose it. The parable of the mustard seed is the easier part of this text. But what is all this master-servant stuff all about? You see, at first glance, it's as if some second century biblical editor found a piece of Luke's narrative lying about and maybe randomly pasted it in place. But let's take a closer look. Start by realizing that the master-servant relationship was the dominant piece in this culture where Christ lived. And despite his divine power, Jesus always related to the servant, not to the master. He was here for only one purpose, to humbly serve the Father's will. As he told us, "I am among you as one who serves." And the terms of his service weren't subject to an ongoing labor negotiation. You see, he wasn't in service for bonuses or shorter hours. He didn't even hold out for a display of gratitude or a celebration of a job well done. The terms of his employment were simple: faith in our Father, faith even unto death. My friends, it's a hard bargain, but it's the deal of a lifetime. It's what Jesus is offering us this day and every day. God is our Father, our Redeemer, our Advocate. Faith in him That's our ticket to eternal salvation. We don't negotiate for an upgrade on our ticket. We don't demand frequent flyer miles. Faith in action is faith enough. A faith small as the mustard seed, yet powerful enough to perform wonders. A faith great enough to change the course of history, yet humble enough to kneel and to serve. It's that faith that will ultimately lead us all home. This has been Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.